So realistically, when you are growing your business, you may be one of the managers and then you hire another manager. So you might be the half and they might be the one manager, right? Making your one and a half system here. Your whole role is to train them step by step, one task at a time, that they know how to do these things. And then as they learn a core group of it, then you continue to add on new roles and new responsibilities. Every single week, you teach them something new and you pull things off of your task list. Welcome back to Assisted Living Investing with me, Brett Schott-Cavis. I want to talk to you today about having an awesome manager. How you can get an awesome manager, because for me and Laura, this has been the key to our success. The reason why we work 2 to 4 hours a week at Platinum Resort is really because of our managers. And I want to show you, here are three different ways that you can use, that we have used, to be able to get a great manager, train them, and really pull back yourself out of the business so you can have that time freedom, so that you can do what is most important in your life. Like for me and Laura, it's spending time with our kids. It's literally being at every single game for our girls. It's vacationing once a month. We are doing the things that we really want to do, the things that are most important to us. And we could not do that without what I'm going to talk to you about today, without the power of these managers. So I think it's important that we got to address this up front. Managers cost money. You have to pay them. And the better they are, the more you have to pay them. And we actually have two fantastic managers and we pay them very well. And for us to be able to do that, it really goes back to what our niche is. We build and operate memory care mansions. They're luxury 16 bedroom, 17 bath, custom designed mansion of a home that offers all the care and amenities of the big smelly facilities. And we charge more than most of our competition in our area. We charge more than the big facilities also. And for us, that allows us to have the numbers. The numbers are so vital for you to have management. You can have one manager, maybe, if you have bad numbers, right? If your deal is too small, if you're a 6-bed, an 8-bed, if you're an unlicensed home, you probably don't have the numbers to afford a manager. So that's why I want to hit up front. I think doing the right deal will allow you the time freedom and financial freedom. Really, this is what I am chasing. I'm using assisted living as the vehicle to get to the destination, but I have to have the right vehicle. I have to have the numbers to make this work. So I want to talk to you about how we did this. We did this multiple ways, and I want to share firsthand, here's how you can hire and onboard a manager, really with three different options. So before we get into the three ways of hiring this manager, I want to at least unpack a little bit of what the roles are for this manager. Who are they and what are they supposed to do? So I will break this into kind of two, maybe three categories or job descriptions that really you should start with. The core of the manager's job is resident care and staffing. So those two things are the bread and butter. Here's what they're going to spend the majority of their time doing: taking care of residents, and really more of a back end side of taking care of residents, because your caregivers will be there on the front lines doing all these things. But there's a lot of back end stuff. There's ordering medications, there's talking to the families, there's talking to the daughters, there's creating care plans. There is adjusting these care plans as the mom declines and needs more help. So that is one side of it, resident care. The other side of it is staffing operations. They are going to be doing all of the scheduling. They're going to be doing the hiring. They're going to be doing the firing. They're all of the training. There's a lot of training that goes into this for your care staff. And then there's even the chef. I want our managers to hire and train our chef and have an order system for all of our meals. So that's the core of it, those two things. As our managers get good, we add additional things on there. We add on sales. We add on touring. We add on marketing. We add on networking in the community for referrals. So those three things are really the core of what your manager's job description is. So let's talk about some ways for you to hire a manager. For Laura and I, when we first got into assisted living and memory care, we had no experience. We had real estate background. We were buying properties. We were renovating. We were working with lenders. That was our background. We didn't do anything with ADLs. We didn't know that space. So we started by hiring someone with experience. we hired a big box director. This person worked at one of the big smelly facilities. They were in the corporate world and they were running one of those big facilities. So this person, whether you call them a manager or a director, in the big box world, they may call them directors. You may pay more for this person as a salary, right? Here in Texas, on the entry level side, it's about 60. It can go up to 100,000 or more. So we were paying in that $80,000 to $100,000 range for our first manager. She had a lot of experience. We had none. We were really counting on her to show us the ropes, to create all of our systems, and to train all of our staff. So if you don't have any experience, this may be the easiest way to get started, by hiring someone with a lot of experience. Now, I think there are a lot of drawbacks to this model, but it is the easiest way to get started. So the drawbacks are, really, you only have one manager at this point. You as the owner may be the backup manager. And when your manager gets sick, or their kids get sick, or they go on vacation, you're gonna have staff there 24/7. But what happens when one of your staff calls in sick? What happens when you have an emergency at the assisted living? Now you get the call. So if you have one manager, consider yourself really as the backup manager. So that's one of the drawbacks to having this one manager solution. The other thing, when you hire someone from big box corporate, when they come out of that world, they're bringing a lot of bad habits with them, and they may be bringing a lot of misinformation with them. So what I mean by that is the big facilities, they run things very differently than a smaller mansion or home, right? There's just a huge difference between big corporate culture and small, you know, family-run business. And a lot of the policies and procedures may be different from a large facility to a small facility. Here for me in Texas, the rules and regs for a large facility are drastically different from a small facility. And a 16, which I run, is a small facility. So they're gonna come in with all of these policies and procedures, mindset of, hey, here's how we've always done it at the 100 bed. This is the way to do it. And actually, it just might not be the way to do it. It might be the way to do it at the big facility, but it's not the way we do it at Platinum Resort. So I had to challenge our manager time and time again. When she said, hey, here's what we have to do, this is what the state says, I would constantly have to say, okay, show me the rules, pull up the code. And she could never pull up the code because it wasn't there, right? It may have been there in the big box corporate code, but nonetheless, like a lot of the stuff that they learned in big corporate is just wives' tales passed down from one person to another. It may have been a rule or a reg 20 years ago, but a lot of times it is not now. So you as the owner need to kind of filter through these things. And I will always challenge and I'll say, okay, if something doesn't sound right, show me the rule. Why are we doing it this way, right? I don't want to take their word for it. And I don't think you should. As you are going and learning and becoming the expert, as you are now opening and running these assisted livings, you need to know all these rules and regs yourself. So kind of just one step at a time, one issue that comes up at a time, go and research it. Ask for help from a local expert. What does it say on this situation? Because my manager said it was this, and that just doesn't sit right with me. So the alternative to hiring an experienced manager from big corporate is to promote from within. And that's what we did our second round. After we transitioned away from this first manager, we hired two caregivers, we promoted them to managers, and we ended up with a two-manager system. So when you're looking to promote from within, experience is not the biggest factor. If someone is a great caregiver, and then they have heart, they have dependability, and they have a strong character, you can promote those people. This job is not that complicated. It may not be easy, but it's not complicated. With systems, you can promote the right quality of caregiver and teach them to become a manager. So when we promoted our two caregivers up to managers, we taught them through these eight systems. There's marketing, sales, hiring, resident operations, staffing operations, finance, ordering, and maintenance. So Laura and I spent some time teaching our ladies, here are the systems. We started with the core. We started with resident operations, and staffing operations. And then we added in marketing, sales, and touring. And then after they were stable and they had a good hand on it, then we brought in the other things like ordering, maintenance, and finances. So I wanna stress that I think it is vital that you as the owner know how to do every role in your business. You know how to do the caregiver role. You know how to do the chef's role. And importantly, you know how to do the manager's role. Everything that you're going to teach the manager how to do, you have to know how to do it. And I think this is so important because there will be times when you transition, when you fire a manager or they quit. What do you do for those several weeks or a month or so where you hire somebody new and then you have to onboard and train them? You need to know every single thing so that you can show them, here's how we do it. So now I want to unpack what I call the one and a half manager system. It's the transition between having one manager and having two full-time managers. So here's how I make that transition. I start by having one and a half. So realistically, when you are growing your business, you may be one of the managers and then you hire another manager. So you might be the half and they might be the one manager, right? Making your one and a half system here. Your whole role is to train them step by step, one task at a time, that they know how to do these things. And then as they learn a core group of it, then you continue to add on new roles and new responsibilities. Every single week, you teach them something new and you pull things off of your task list. So you may start where you feel like you're the one full-time manager and they're really more of a half manager. And then it transitions to where you're doing equal workloads. And then hopefully within 2 or 3 months, they are taking the reins and doing most of this day-to-day work. You are continuing to pull back and do less and less and less. So I did say earlier that this job is not difficult. It's not complicated, but it is hard and it does take the right person. So during this time, as you're onboarding and training your manager, you're gonna know within a first couple of weeks or maybe a month or so whether this is your person or not. And I tell you this, if it's not the right person, if you just think that they cannot get this, they're never gonna get it, then just rip the Band-Aid off. Just transition, find someone new. It is better to transition, find the right person and train them for this system. Because if they are not showing promise that they're not gonna get it, then you will be stuck working in your business the entire time. And the whole objective here is to have a system where you can pull yourself out of the business, where you're now working on the business and not in it. So having the right person in the right seat is so vital for this. So at some point, you're going to be ready to transition and bring on a second manager. And you now have your one manager. You either hired them from big corporate or you promoted them within. They have been taught, they have been trained, they are doing the majority of all the work. You now at some point want to bring on a second manager. And I think the easiest way to do it is really you have one full-time manager, they may be on salary, and then you hire a second manager. And I think the best way is to promote from within. This is really about heart, about character, about dependability. You want someone who's gonna be there no matter what every single day, and you want someone who's going to treat the grandmas like it's literally their own family. So you find that right caregiver who has the character and you promote them. They still may be hourly. You may give them a raise $2-$5 more per hour and have them there really shadowing the manager. They are learning step by step. The same way you taught your manager one system at a time, they are learning these things one system at a time. So really this allows you to have now a one and a half manager system where you are not the half. You have pulled yourself out of the business now. You have a full-time manager and you have a part-time manager. There's two huge advantages here. One, your part-time manager can be working the days that your manager's off. And it is vital in my experience that you have a manager every single day, 7 days a week. I want someone there so that I am not getting the call when problems happen, so that I am not getting the call when one of my staff calls in sick. The second reason why this is so important is you are layering insulation. You have a backup system. If you have to fire your manager or they quit, you now have someone to replace them. You don't want to jump back into the fire and have to start doing everything again. You have been in a position now where you're working on the business and you're no longer doing the day-to-day work. You don't want to have to jump back in. So if you have a part-time person who has been trained, they have been doing these things, you can promote this person. And then really you're just going to repeat the process again, but you're not starting at square one. You already have a manager that was part-time that you can promote to full-time. And then you're looking again to promote the best caregiver that can now be your new backup person. So the one and a half can transition to a full two manager system. And that's what we have been running for several years now. And I love a two manager system What that means for us is we have two full-time managers that are on salary and they overlap their schedules. So literally every single day I have a manager there. Half the week I have two managers there. So if there is drama, someone is there every single day. If they have to pick up a shift because somebody got fired or someone no call, no shows, there is at least one, if not two managers every single day. I have backups and I have insulation so that Laura and I are pulling ourselves out of the business and we're staying there. We've been working 2 to 4 hours a week for years now. It really gives us the end result. We want time freedom. Our kids are young and we want to spend every day with them. We want to travel. We want a vacation. So we are more than willing to give up some additional income to pay for two full-time managers because we took our time back. Now we are investing in more projects, more real estate, partnering with people to grow a business like ours. This allows us to do it. This allows us to be successful so that we can have our time and have the numbers and the resources to pay two full-time managers. So this is the path that Laura and I took to go from having one manager to 1.5 to two managers so that we were able to have our time freedom. So if this is something you want to do, you can go on our website and actually download our employment agreement. This is the document that we use for our managers. It's on palm.university. At the top, hit the button that says free training. There's a list of downloads there and you can download our employment agreement. So I want to stress how vital this niche has been for our family with time freedom, with financial freedom. It has been a life-changing opportunity investing in memory care mansions. So I want to encourage you to research it, to jump into it because it can change your life also.